Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Students, an easy target for the Home Office. This is my column for The New Conservative of the 29th of November 2022. As explained in these pages recently, the invasion on the southeast coast of the UK continues. This is an invasion of people who have not been invited, who are neither needed nor wanted, are predominantly young, male, Muslim, are not in danger, back home, and whose respect for our culture makes Sadiq Khan seem like a member of the BNP. To November this year, there have been 40,000 alone, a record number, and it is to be assumed that these are the ones we can count. How many slip the iron curtain of our fearsome UK border force, ready to capture them and imprison them in the nearest Holiday Inn? But we need immigrants, some say, and maybe we do, but the above is against a backdrop of record levels in the region of 500,000 of legal immigrants to the UK this year to date. Are none of these people able to work? According to Migration Watch UK, over 300,000 visas were issued for work purposes, and nearly a quarter of a million visas were issued for settlement in the UK. Yet we're described as racist, xenophobic, or fascist if we raise the questions that need to be raised about people pouring in illegally. Fear not, however, the government has found a way to slash about 500,000 from the above figures, and in such a way that will be entirely detrimental to the UK economy and to our international relationships. They've decided to enforce a heavy-handed crackdown on our annual influx of international students. To be precise, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who's no known association with anyone from outside the UK, says that unless the students have places at top universities, they will not be issued with a student visa. Mind you, this is not the first time the Conservative government has said they intended to do this. In 2016, Amber Rudd, rhymes with dud, during her tenure as Home Secretary, announced her own crackdown. This is madness. Reluctantly, I agree with The Guardian, in which someone said this would push some of our already financially pressed universities over the edge. If students are only going to be permitted to attend top universities, then those are the universities already awash with cash, due on the one hand to their popularity and their donations on the other. Many universities, most of which were created in the 1990s, when there was an expansion of approximately 150%, do not benefit from such donations. And how are we going to judge which are the top universities? Will they only, for example, be those in the Russell Group, or will there be some other objective criteria? Certainly, there are plenty of bogus universities in the UK. Some notable examples are the University of Macalester, Rutland University, and Bransfield University. But these are not funded by the university funding bodies in any of the four countries of the UK, and nobody but an idiot would issue a student visa for one of these. Or would they? Another major consideration is the income that international students bring to the places where they study. In the UK, they bring an estimated £25.9 billion annually, and for some regions such as the northeast of England, which benefits by around £1 billion annually, this is a lifeline. International students rarely get into any trouble in the UK. They tend to drink considerably less alcohol than their UK counterparts. They can only do a few hours of paid work per week, so are not a significant threat to the UK workforce. And 97% of them return to whence they came when they graduate. What is not to like? I've supervised Chinese, Taiwanese, Jordanian, Saudi, Pakistani, and a host of European doctoral students as an academic. They all went home except one, and she's now working in the care home sector in the UK. The fact is that students are an easy target. How easy, from the comfort of your own office or your own spare bedroom where many civil servants work, to stamp refused on a visa legally applied for by a young and aspiring person from a country that needs him or her to benefit from a UK university education, ultimately for the benefit of their own country, and to pay for it in the process. Much easier than getting on your sou'wester, fetching your high-beam torch and stemming the nightly invasion on the beaches at Hastings. Mind you, when it comes to doing anything, our government is high on promises and low on delivery, and UK universities may have little to fear. Thankfully, Amber Rudd's crackdown never came to much. There will be a backlash from Universities UK, the Organisation for University Vice-Chancellors and Principals, over this, All it will take is a few threats that they may be less than keen to hand out honorary degrees and chancellorships to retired MPs and peers if this goes ahead. That ought to do the trick.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.